الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب.
The months of the pilgrimage are well known. So whoever determines to perform the pilgrimage in these months should remember that there is to be no foul talk, nor any transgression, nor any quarrelling during the pilgrimage. And whatever good you do, Allah knows it. And furnish yourselves with necessary provisions for your journey. And surely the best provision is righteousness. And fear me alone, O men of understanding. Footnote 233. Rafath includes all foul, immodest, and lewd talk, as well as acts relating to sex. Fusuq signifies transgression against the laws of God and disobedience of lawful authority, whether spiritual or temporal. And jidal means disputes and quarrels with co-travellers, companions and neighbours.
Verse 199.
ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين.
It is no sin for you that you seek the bounty of your Lord. But when you pour forth from Arafat, remember Allah at Mash'arul Haram, and remember Him as He has guided you, although before this you were of those gone astray. Footnote 234. As the object of pilgrimage is that the greatest possible number of Muslims should take part in it, therefore, the Quran permits pilgrims to engage in commerce and trade. Those who cannot take hard cash with them may carry merchandise and thereby earn money to meet the expenses of the journey. Footnote 235. Arafat is a plain or valley near Mecca where pilgrims halt in the latter part of the ninth day of Dhul-Hijjah. It is 9 miles from Mecca, and the halt, technically known as wuquf, forms an important rite of the pilgrimage. Arafat is a compound word meaning the sacred place or means of perception or knowledge. Footnote 236. Mash'arul Haram is a small hill in Muzdalifah, which lies between Mecca and Arafat. Here, the Holy Prophet said the evening and the night prayers and remained engaged in prayer all night before the rising of the sun. The place is specially meant for meditation and prayer in pilgrimage. It is about 6 miles from Mecca.
Verse 200.
ثم أفيضوا من حيث أفاض الناس واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم.
Then pour forth from where the people pour forth, and seek forgiveness from Allah. Surely Allah is most forgiving, merciful. Footnote 237. If thumma is taken to mean and the return spoken of in this verse is taken to refer to the return from Arafat, then annas would mean other people. But if it is taken to mean then, and the return spoken of here is taken to refer to the return from Mash'arul Haram, then An-Nas would signify all people. And both these meanings are supported by rules of the Arabic language. Footnote 238. Before the advent of Islam, the Quraysh and the Banu Kinana, known as Humps, did not accompany other pilgrims to Arafat, but stopped short at Mash'arul Haram, waiting to join other people returning from Arafat. In this and the preceding verse, they are bidden not to stop short at Mash'arul Haram, but to go up to Arafat and do as other people do. After returning from Arafat to Mash'arul Haram, pilgrims should proceed to Mina, where sacrifices are offered and the state of Ihram comes to an end.
فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ.
And when you have performed the acts of worship prescribed for you, celebrate the praises of Allah as you used to celebrate the praises of your fathers, or with even greater devotion. And of men, there are some who say, "Our Lord, grant us good things in this world," and such a one shall have no share in the hereafter.
Verse 202.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
And of them, there are some who say, "Our Lord, grant us good in this world as well as good in the world to come, and save us from the torment of the fire." Footnote 239. The verse mentions that class of men whose efforts and aspirations are not confined to this world only. They seek the good things of this world and also the good things of the next. Hasana also means success, taj. The prayer is very comprehensive, and the Holy Prophet very often made use of it.
Verse 203.
أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا كَسَبُوا وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ.
For these there shall be a goodly share because of what they have earned, and Allah is swift at reckoning.
Verse 204.
واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون.
And remember Allah during the appointed number of days. But whoso hastens to leave in 2 days, it shall be no sin for him. And whoso stays behind, it shall be no sin for him either. This direction is for him who fears Allah. So fear Allah, and know that you shall all be brought together before Him. Footnote 240. These are the 11th, 12th, and 13th day of Dhul-Hijjah, during which the pilgrims are required, so far as possible, to stay at Mina and pass their time in glorifying God. They are called Ayyam al-Tashriq, i.e. the days of brightness and beauty. Footnote 241. The underlying object of the pilgrimage is the attainment of taqwa, righteousness. The very word with which the Quran began its commandments about Hajj in chapter 2, verse 198, thus emphasizing that mere outward observance of certain rites is meaningless unless they are accompanied by the spirit of righteousness which should underlie all actions of man. Footnote 242. The different objects and places which play an important part in pilgrimage are spoken of in the Quran and Shairullah, chapter 2, verse 159, chapter 5, verse 3, and chapter 22, verse 33, or the signs of God, which signifies that they are intended to serve only as symbols to impress upon the minds of pilgrims their inward significance. The Kaaba, round which thousands of pilgrims perform the circuit and towards which all Muslims turn while offering their prayers, wherever they may happen to be, recalls to their minds divine unity and the majesty of God. It also reminds them of the unity of mankind. The act of running between Safa and Marwa calls to the minds of pilgrims the story, full of pathos, of Hagar and Ishmael, reminding them how God provides for his helpless servants even in the solitude of a great wilderness. Mina, derived from umniya, an object or desire, reminds the pilgrim that he goes there with the object or the desire of meeting God. Mash'arul Haram, meaning the sacred symbol, hints that the final stage is near. Arafat reminds him that he has reached the stage of realization, and Ihram reminds him of the day of resurrection. Like the shroud of a dead body, the pilgrim wears only two unsewn sheets, one for the upper part of the body and the other for the lower part, and he also remains bareheaded. This condition reminds him that he has, as it were, risen from the dead. The pilgrims gathered together at Arafat present the spectacle of the day of resurrection. Men suddenly risen from the dead in their white shrouds and assembled in the presence of their Lord. The sacrificial animals are reminders of the great sacrifice offered by Abraham of his son Ishmael, and the sacrifice embodies the lesson in symbolic language that man should ever be ready not only to sacrifice himself, but also his wealth and property and even his children in the way of God.
Verse 205.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ.
And of men, there is he whose talk on this life would please thee, and he calls Allah to witness as to that which is in his heart, and yet he is the most contentious of quarrelers. Footnote 243. There are persons whose eloquence and feigned love for fellow beings would deceive the listener, but at heart they love and seek only their own interests and vehemently dispute with others for their smallest rights, supposed or real, not giving any proof of that spirit of sacrifice which is essential for real human progress.
Verse 206.
وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادَ.
And when he is in authority, He runs about in the land to create disorder in it and destroy the tilth and the progeny of man. And Allah loves not disorder. Footnote 244. Harth means, number one, a piece of land ploughed for sowing, or actually sown with some crop. Number two, crop or produce of land, whether field crop or garden crop. Number three, gain, acquisition, or earning. Number four, reward or recompense. Number five, worldly goods. Number six, wife or wives, because a wife is like tilth, in which seed is sown to produce crop in the form of children. Lane.
Verse 207.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ.
And when it is said to him, "Fear Allah," pride incites him to further sin. So hell shall be his sufficient reward, and surely it is an evil place of rest. Footnote 245. All his efforts are directed towards injuring the interests of other people and furthering his own. Footnote 246. Lexicographers agree that Jahannam has no root in Arabic. The word may have been derived from Jahuma, which means he became frowning or contracted or ugly in the face. If that be so, the letter Noon in Jahannam would be something additional. Muhit. Thus, Jahannam means a place of punishment which is dark and waterless, and which makes the face of its inmates ugly and contracted. Footnote 247. A false sense of dignity and prestige is his chief stumbling block, his vanity inciting him to further acts of sin, till it virtually encompasses him on all sides. Such a one paves his own way to hell.
Verse 208.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
And of men, there is he who would sell himself to seek the pleasure of Allah. And Allah is compassionate to his servants. Footnote 248. In contrast to the people mentioned in the previous verses, there is a class of men whose sole concern is to seek the pleasure of Allah, as if they had given away their souls for that very purpose.
Verse 209.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
O ye who believe, come into submission, all of you, and follow not the footsteps of Satan. Surely he is your open enemy. Footnote 249. Gafa means, number one, altogether. Number two, wholly or completely. Number three, repulsing the enemy. And number four, restraining oneself or others from sin and digression. Mufradat.
Verse 210.
فَإِن زَلَلْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ
But if you slip after the clear signs that have come to you, then know that Allah is mighty and wise.
Verse 211
هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ
What do they wait for? But that Allah should come to them in the coverings of the clouds with angels and the matter be decided. And to Allah do all things return. Footnote 250. The phrase, coming of God, is used by the Quran elsewhere also. Chapter 16, verse 27, and chapter 59, verse 3, and signifies God's punishment. Footnote 251. The word al-ghamam has been used by the Quran to express both mercy, chapter 7, verse 161, and punishment, chapter 25, verse 26. Footnote 252. The reference is to the Battle of Badr, when God helped the disbelievers by sending down clouds and rain, Bukhari, as was promised to them, chapter 25, verse 26, and also sent down angels, chapter 8, verse 10, who inspired the believers with courage and filled the hearts of the disbelievers with fear, chapter 8, verse 13. Some of the disbelievers are reported to have actually seen the angels on that day, Zurqani.